transfigured on the Mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
Today, my brothers and sisters, is Mother's Day, and I want to congratulate and wish a cornucopia to all of our mothers, and to remind all of us that when we hear the voice of the children in the church, we hear life. And if the babies are crying a little bit, that is the music of life to our ears. Because without our children, we have no future. Without our children, we are dead. And so today we honor mothers who have brought us to church. Mothers who, because of their strength, because of their courage, because of all of you, we have this church. I wasn't here 111 years ago when this community was started. None of us were. But I know why this community was started. Because of the mothers. Because as mothers, our mothers of the past knew that we would be nothing without a church. And so your ancestors, those who came before, who settled here in Tarpon Springs, gave us this beautiful church so that we could bring our children not just to look at the beautiful icons, not just because our mothers want us to come to church, but gave us this beautiful church so that we could believe in God and live a life in Christ. In this morning's gospel, what a beautiful opportunity to coincide with Mother's Day. The Sunday of the Samaritan woman, this woman, this faithful woman who had faith and courage and strength. When she was face to face with God, when she finally realized who she was speaking with, Christ said to her, "I am He." And she ran immediately to the city. And she called everyone together in the city. Says, come to the outside. You're going to see God. I've seen Christ, the Messiah. And they all came out to see Jesus. And the gospel says that many believed in her. But then Jesus entered into a dialogue and he began conversing. He had a conversation with the town folk. It says here he stayed for 2 days. And the men finally said something very important. It says, "Now we believe not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." I want to thank all of our mothers, those who are still with us and those who are praying for us in heaven. Without our mothers, we would be nowhere. Without the faith of our mothers to build the churches, without the faith of our mothers to sometimes drag us by the ear to church, we wouldn't have anything. But my brothers and sisters, it is not enough just to come to church because our mama says so. We must come to church and enter into a relationship with Jesus Christ. The town folk said to Christ, "Stay for a couple of days." And they lived with him speaking with him, talking with him, eating with him. And they said, now we believe. You see, we as Greek Orthodox Christians, we have an extra blessing that many of the world do not. We have a living physical relationship with Jesus Christ. When we come to church, we do not come to church just to hear the Word of God, just to hear the Evangelion. We come to church to receive Holy Communion. We come to church so that our very body can live with God. And I must confess, it breaks my heart when I see so many of us week after week after week, even though we come to church, we do not approach the chalice of God. And I know there are many reasons. Maybe we didn't fast. Maybe we didn't say our prayers. We don't feel worthy. None of us is worthy. None of us has done enough. It is about a relationship in communion with God. If we pay attention close to the words in the gospel, the town folk believed not just because of what the woman said. She was an evangelist. She came and proclaimed Christ. You could say she gave a good sermon. She went out to the people, come. Come and see. I think we have found the Christ. But it's because they lived with God that they finally came to believe in him. We have bad habits as parents. We bring our children for Holy Communion, and then we turn our backs and we go back to our seats without receiving Holy Communion. Dropimas. How can we turn away from God? This woman in the morning, this morning's gospel, all of the mothers that we are honoring today, how can we turn our backs on God when he calls us, come, metaphorvu Theou, come, draw near. And yet we reject God over and over again. Because we, in our minds, think that we know better than the church. We trusted our mothers growing up. It's now time to trust the church, our mother, and let the church guide us and protect us and inspire us to live as this city did in a real physical relationship with God. My challenge for you, my brothers and sisters, as the summer months are coming, don't forget the church. Just because it's summertime, just because Sunday school isn't taking place, doesn't mean we should still not want to be with God in his church. And come prepared every Sunday to receive Holy Communion. It is what the church teaches. And so let us honor the faith of our mothers. Let us honor the faith of Saint Fotini. And let us come and see and have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Because Christ is risen. And all of the struggles of life have been put to end. But only if we welcome him into our hearts. Christos Anesti. Christ is risen. Christos Anesti.
As far as they could bear it.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.